some glad morning when this life is over. I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Hello, everybody on Radio Blast, a voice in the end time. God bless you all. Welcome. We will discuss today some news from Europe together with Brother Joseph. How are you, brother?
Fine. God bless you.
God bless you, too. We heard yesterday about the Eurogen 4, which is the new army corps that they want to introduce in Europe to replace the national police in some countries. And it was very interesting to see how we are approaching fast the new world order, the rise of the Antichrist. And I understood from you, Brother Joseph, that there are also some other things going on in Europe, also financially. Can you tell us what is happening?
Well, they started already, it's been a while, an organism, a banking mechanism, it's called the ESM, that is European ESM. Stability Mechanism. So ESM. It's like everybody's complaining that, a bunch of countries are bankrupting, such as Greece, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Ireland, etc.
Yeah.
So the solution, instead of admitting that the euro is a big failing, it's a failure because it's a financial oppressing, what they're doing there is they're squeezing the screws.
What does
they're
that mean?
They're putting more pressure. Well, they're establishing more dictatorial control as if the solution would be more taxes, more regimentation, all the stuff. So this mechanism, this is new, it's like a new IMF, so to speak.
Okay.
But made with new rules, more stringent, more pressure, more oppressive, like a total dictatorship, which the world has never seen.
But what's their plan, their purpose?
Well, the plans would be to avoid bankruptcy.
Okay. But that sounds good.
It sounds very good, and that's an excuse why they smuggle it in. So now they're compelling the national governments, all the governments who are part of the euro, to pay an incredible amount of money to come up with 700 billion euros, which is a lot, as a starting thing. Okay, and then there were kinds of rules which this new organism, this new bank, basically, called the ESM, European Stability Mechanism, sounds so good.
It does.
All right, it sounds so good, but it's just a cover. So these guys are never elected. They can tell the government what to do. They can order any president, any prime minister, any democracy what to do. These guys are not elected, but are telling the European parliaments what to do. So they can order a nation to pay so much money. Like the moment a nation signs and joins the club, they have to pay whatever the directors of this organization decides.
How can
and
they do
not
that?
Only, but they have 7 days time to pay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With no delay. Okay. So, plus, like if you go on internet, YouTube, etc., if you type ESM, European Stability Mechanism, like that, it's like you get a lot of documentation. These are not just crazy people, crazy guys barking at the moon from a rooftop. I mean, you see a lot of documents which you can just investigate by yourself anyway, separately. And it turns out that these guys are above the law. In the sense that no judge, no court, no citizen, no government, nobody can sue them for any crime whatsoever. So theoretically, they can steal, even kill, they cannot be prosecuted.
So who will they respond to?
To themselves.
Thank you very much.
That's the direction Europe is going. I mean, it's a perfect fulfillment marching towards the mark of the beast and the Antichrist and the world government, which is called NWO, New World Order in the world today, but which the Bible calls the Antichrist, the dictatorship, which will take over the world. They read the Revelation chapter 13, which will unleash an incredible persecution. Read the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24 in the words of Jesus.
Amazing.
So everything is marching in that direction. So look, Article 9 says of these documents, this ESM can order any governance to pay any capital. They want to raise the capital from 700 billion to, what can I say, 2-3 trillions. They can order the governments to do it. Now, these things was voted without any problems from parties from the left, from the right. That shows how the devil, what a grip he has on the governments of today. So, in parallel of this, office, this organized banking, there is the Eurogen 4. It's a new corp of police, which takes control all over the whole Europe, and it has the same rights. Nobody can prosecute them for any reason. You cannot listen to a phone call they make. You cannot intercept an email. They are above the law. No governments can do this.
Okay, but and is there anything to do with each other?
What?
Do they have anything to do with each other, these two?
Yeah, it's like this, it depends on this banking office.
So they're connected?
Yeah, but not very clearly, but that's it enjoys the same rights. Like no governments, no judges, no courts, nobody can sue this corp of police. Okay, you can also type Eurogen 4. And the internet, and you find occasional information, there are documents everywhere. Of course, there is like a conspiracy of all perpetrated by all the newspaper and the media. Nobody talks about it. Okay. The parliaments, they vote like unanimously, more or less. But that shows how the devil is controlling the parliaments.
But these institutions are already functioning, like the ESM, Eurogen 4?
They've already started.
They did.
Yeah, they already, right now, they, you know, they don't sound the trumpet. They just work everything under the table. But the laws are all above the, in plain sight if you investigate. So these guys are plain, total immunity. They're not elected. They have the inviolability of the premises, the documents, the phone calls, their email, and everything. And everything they do, it's all top secret. Nobody can check the documents. They meet in private, behind closed doors, no news, no media, no nothing. And then when they come out of those closed doors, they tell every democratically elected parliament what to do. Do you understand what's going on?
Goodbye democracy.
Goodbye democracy, exactly. This office, this banking office, this ESM so-called, but let's call it Antichrist system, they can sue the governments. Okay, or companies or whatever, but they cannot be sued.
So they do what they want.
It's right in the contract. They cannot be sued. Like if you sign to join this club, you cannot sue them, but they can sue you. Basically, the blind, Christless Europe is sticking their head into the noose, climbing the stool, and just waiting for the Antichrist to show up and kick it.
Now, will they also bring some good, like some real stability? Otherwise, I don't see why countries would join.
Well, according to the Bible prophecies, it will be a disaster because in Daniel 11:20 it says the razor of taxes, which is the international banking system of today, will be destroyed. No, it will not bring any stability. There will be turmoil, there will be revolutions, people will complain, the police will attack them, people will be thrown in jail, the police will use violence, just like they do in America. Okay, and they will continue. They will blame everything on the fact that the people don't pay the taxes, the fact that the pensions are too high, that they're giving too many medicines away for free, blah, blah. So basically they're going to put the screws on the poor. Okay, they're not going to say we are of the devil and this is happening because we're greedy and we're never satisfied, of course. I mean, the euro, from every angle you look at it, it's like it's been a complete, total disaster. It was much better before, all right? So, and now everybody is in debt, except Germany.
Okay. And why not Germany?
Germany, because those guys in Germany, they're worshipping work and jobs. And they just like the Italian are great musicians and great for food, and the American are great for efficiency, and the English too, and the French great for diplomacy and so on. Germans are great for war, militarism, and work. In Germany, they worship work. They have a God and his work.
They work
in
hard,
fact, the writings on Auschwitz was, work shall set you free. To paraphrase the truth of Jesus who said,
amazing.
Truth shall set you free.
Truth
and love and Bible and Jesus to set you free. They put work to set you free. Work for who? For Adolf Hitler? For the communists? For Stalin? For the new European Union? I mean, you know, they have laws already in European Union which they're not implementing, so nobody noticed them. But they have passed laws which, as soon as the new Stalin, the Bible calls it the Antichrist, will show up, he will just have to use the tools which they're preparing right now. The devil is preparing everything for his son to show up, the son of the devil, the man of sin, of 2 Thessalonians 2.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. We are there. We are there.
So, Brother Joseph, I would like to ask you, what are we supposed to do? Is there anything we can do at all? Are we supposed to stop these events from coming to pass? Are we supposed to just let them go because they're prophesied? Is there anything to do to save ourselves?
Yeah. What we're supposed to do is
I'd like to ask you if you can wait for a break so we can put the song on.
Yeah, there is something we can do. Yes.
We can listen to a song and then we would like to hear the answer to this question.
Today, as she slips in, trying to fade into the faces, the girl's teasing laughter is carrying farther than they know, farther than they know. But if we are the body,
body. dear friends, we are back at Radio Blast. We will continue our discussion about the ESM, this financial institution that's been made in Europe, so to call to bring stability. Now we find out that actually there's a lot behind it. And Brother Joseph, the question that we asked before the break was, what are we supposed to do? We Christians who kind of know the Bible, the prophecies, and we know the Antichrist is coming, what are we supposed to do with ESM, Eurogenforce?
So what the devil is doing here, first is going to put a lot of financial pressure on the world, beginning here with Europe, and America is already bankrupted, and Europe is going to follow. So the devil is putting so much financial pressure that the world cannot take it anymore.
Hmm.
Okay, so this is going to be added pressure here. It looks like a solution, but it's going to be a solution just like IMF, World Bank. They land, then you end up starving. So the people of the world are going to become desperate. This is what's going to happen. We know by the prophecy this will happen, that the financial system will collapse. So what the devil is doing that, he wants to introduce a new financial system, his final masterpiece, a system which you need to have it in order to buy and sell. It's called the Mark of the Beast,
yes.
Revelation chapter 13. And Revelation 14:9, it says that if you take the Mark of the Beast, you go to hell.
Hmm.
Already now they're beginning to start false prophets. Like there is a false prophet in America. His name is John MacArthur, very famous preacher, which preaches very, very good. But if you look in the Bible, the Pharisees were preaching very good too.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is saying people take the mark of the beast, they can still repent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is absolutely blasphemy.
Yes.
He should never say that. And this guy is going to be punished by God for saying that.
He has no scriptures.
But people will get, yes, no scripture. People will take the mark of the beast because he says. So
it's
this
true.
Guy is one of the main false prophets of today. Because he preaches so good, he preaches Bible, only Bible, and so on. But then he turns around and says, take the mark of the beast. You see how the devil can enter a poor preacher and deceive a lot of people.
It's very sad.
Okay, so what's going to be happen, the next prophetic steps, according to what Jesus said in Matthew 24 and also what's written in Daniel 11. So Daniel 11:20 gives the steps from there. Number one, the financial system is called the razor of taxes, will collapse. The
okay.
next scripture, Daniel 11:21, will be as soon as the razor of taxes collapses, destroyed in a few days, there will be the Antichrist who rises.
Hmm.
It will stand up and it will implement the mark of the beast, okay? So here is a new system. The financial system collapsed because he's going to say something like there were too many crooks, the governments were corrupted, the banking, they didn't do things right, so we had to destroy the whole system. Here is a new system,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's the mark of the beast. You remember that when Hitler took control in Germany, he did stop borrowing money from the banks. Germany was printing his own money. It's all money.
Okay.
Okay, that got Germany immediately out of the problems. Because in order to pay things, they didn't have to indebt themselves more
into
the ditch.
They had their own
They
money.
Printed their own worthless mm-hmm. paper, but that was good enough to get Germany out of the problem, and Germany became the number one in the world.
It's true, that was okay. smart.
And that's another reason why all the international banking, they were really pushing the other countries like Britain and America to destroy Hitler and Nazi.
Mm.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying that Hitler was a humanitarian worker or was like
sure
a benefactor of humanity. I think it was a demon-possessed figure, but he was no worse than George Bush, Obama, etc., who are even more deceiving because those guys are supposed to be Christian.
So seeing we are so close.
Let me finish. And under the cloak of Christianity and American democracy, the same people do Guantanamo without court trial. They start war in Iraq, Afghanistan. They want to start another one. Libya and Syria and Persia, Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You mentioned Daniel 11 about the financial collapse and the rise of the Antichrist. And we are living right in these days when this is happening.
Amen.
Now, seeing these things are prophesied, I'm thinking we cannot do anything to stop them. So we might as well just trust the Lord
you
for his
protection.
You cannot
stop prophecies.
Exactly.
Prophecies are prophecies. It's useless to go to a church building and pray for God to do miracles. I mean, it's prophesied that the Christ will take over. It's prophesied that the Thessalonians says that the church will go through apostasy. is like 2 Thessalonians 2. The man of sin, the Antichrist, will not come unless there is an apostasy first. Mm-hmm. All right.
So what's your counsel then for the Christians in Europe and even in America who are more or less going through the same problems?
My counsel is that they're not going to listen, first of all, because they're too hypnotized by the false prophets. I have no illusions that the American churches are going to listen to the Bible. I have no illusion that the European churches are going to listen to the Bible. They don't listen to the Bible. It's sad because the very same churches are full of sheep, are full of sincere Christians. But they're being zombified, hypnotized by preachers who can tell jokes. They have diplomas on the wall. They are on TV all the time. I mean, the big show, okay? Mm. But the truth of Jesus Christ is not preached. So these churches are going to be destroyed by the Antichrist. A lot of these Christians, the nominal Christians, are going to take the mark of the beast, and they will end up in the church religious Christian system in the West. It's going to be completely destroyed.
Now, I know that, like you said earlier, there are also lots of sincere Christians in those same churches, and many of them are even writing to us. What do you think they should do?
Yeah, I'm talking about the system, okay? There are some sweet sheep. The very few will listen, which will be like more like the exception. Right now, they need to take off. If you read the Revelation 18, verse 4, and then Matthew 24.
Revelation 18:4.
Yeah.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, unless you receive of her plagues."
Okay, this includes America number one and Europe number two, because Europe is also part of Babylon, in a second step, okay? But the center is in New York, United States. So get out of America number one and Europe number two.
Yes.
And read also Matthew 24, 15, until 15, 16,
Matthew
until 21.
24. All right.
Prophecy by Jesus.
Matthew 24:15. Mm-hmm. "Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains." And 21. "For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor shall ever be."
It will be terrible. Be by surprise. A lot of Christians are not going to be prepared, as you read in verse 18.
18. "And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes."
Okay, not his clothes, not his wife, nor his children.
Ah.
You have to forsake your children and run for the mountains. Mm-hmm. You cannot go get your jacket, your passport, your money, your car. You have to forsake all.
Yeah.
So what are the sheep supposed to do? They're supposed to start getting close to Jesus, starting a relationship with the Lord. They need to go to the Church of Christ, which is everywhere. Start going to any church you want. It doesn't matter if it's Catholic or Protestant or Evangelical. You go to the dead churches even and preach the gospel there. Evangelize the people in the dead church. Stop with this stupidity. "I am Protestant, you're Catholic." Hmm. There are no Catholic, there are no Protestant, there are no Evangelical. There is only two kinds: saved Christian and unsaved.
Yes.
Virgin with oil, virgin without oil. Christian obedient, Christian disobedient. God has his sheep in every church, okay? So what you need to do, you need to go to the true church of Jesus, which is everywhere, beginning with your house. The best church in the whole New Testament, you find in 1 Corinthians 16:19, Romans 16:5, are the churches in the house.
They were churches gathering in a house.
In the house.
Yes.
Those were the only churches who survived when the Antichrist, the Roman Empire, wanted to destroy them, and the Antichrist Jews wanted to destroy them. And this will be the only church. The Jews who gathered in the synagogue in Germany were destroyed. The Jews who were getting together secretly and trying to take off from Germany, a lot of them made it. Okay? Get away from those churches where they use the Bible to lift up their church. Go with those brethren who use themselves and the church and the money and the organization to lift up Jesus. And that is not a Protestant Jesus or a Catholic Jesus. It's Jesus the Christ, Jesus of the Bible, Jesus of the Gospel, Jesus of the Holy Spirit. The Jesus that if you don't have, the Holy Spirit, which if you don't have, pray with me right
Thank
now.
You, Lord.
Anybody listening, Jesus,
Thank
Jesus,
you,
Lord. Jesus,
Amen.
Come into my heart.
Amen.
Forgive my sins.
Amen.
Save me, Jesus. Holy Spirit, baptize me fully.
Amen.
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 So the answer is relationship with Jesus. Make sure you have Jesus. Not a religious Jesus. The Bible Jesus. The baptism of the Spirit. No, the baptism of the Spirit, you go, hallelujah, hallelujah, Sunday morning and do nothing during the week. The true baptism which will cause you, which will give you conviction, which will make you feel bad if you don't go preach the gospel, if you don't go show Jesus to others.
Thank you, Lord. May God help us to be between those who are faithful, who develop our relationship, who are the bride of Christ, who are obedient, so the Lord can use us in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lots of love and blessings and greetings. You are in our prayers, and stay in touch with us at Radio Blast.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Fly.